I might be a little shorter. I had to take the heels off. I tried them.
Well, why don't we get started, because we only have 45 minutes, okay. So we want to get started. Dylan, I'm going to let you start.
Oh.
Thanks for doing this together.
Well, thanks for you guys making time.
By the time, between the panels and everything, by the time Dan and I looked at the schedule, we're like, oh gosh, let's see if we can get everyone together. So thank you.
Better do it like this than not to do it at all.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start here. We're going to work our way down here, and then we'll start in the back second row. We'll work
Are
our
the
way
microphones?
Back.
I can I'm talk right loud. Right. Here, I'll. Oh, wait, is that messed up camera? How is it with sound?
It should be okay.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, granted, actually, it's not Jimmy Mac okay, but.
All right.
Go ahead,
well, I'm going to get the obvious question out of the way. How excited are you that Ahsoka's back?
Ah, yay! Or what is it? Fangirl flail. No, very excited. Very excited. I actually have known for over a year now, and it was a very hard secret to keep. It was easier before Rebels was on air. And then when Rebels came on air and it was a completely new cast, it was still kind of an easy secret to keep. And then Fulcrum came into the storyline, and everyone, I guess, what was it, like, pitched up my voice and nailed it on the first, like, literally that evening.
Thanks,
Jim.
Like,
it's Ashley. And I'm like, darn it. So then I kind of went into hiding. And then I guess the French actress on her, like, IMDb page, it got confirmed. So then I really went into hiding.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, we're worried about Ashley. Like, where did she go? And I'm like, no, I don't want to blow anything. And I don't want to lie. I didn't want to lie either. So I just didn't want to talk until it aired. So thrilled. I think what a lot of you know is I'm a fan. Like, yes, I'm biased with Ahsoka, but I'm an Ahsoka fan outside of me being the voice of her. So I just selfishly as a fan, I want to know, where has she been? What is she doing? What's she doing now? So I was thrilled.
Yeah, I think everybody was thrilled. To be honest, Ahsoka is my favorite character that came out of Clone Wars. So I was the whole time just, oh, when's she coming back? When's she coming back? And as soon as you appeared on screen, so excited.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm happy it's out in the open. And then, of course, now it's celebration with the Rebels premiere on Saturday. Hopefully we'll get to see a little bit more.
Woohoo!
Well, hey, Ashley, I'm Bill.
Yes, hi.
My question is, were you taught any tricks on how to develop a more adult voice for Ahsoka and Rebels? I know you previously had said that James Arnold Taylor helped you through the Mortis arc. Did you kind of dive back into those teachings in order to make her voice sound a little bit more mature?
Yeah, well, you know, the Mortis arc was really just a dream. I guess it never really fully was answered, if it was a premonition or a dream. Sure. But I approached Ahsoka and Rebels, you know, very differently, because this was, you know, for a fact, obviously, was not a dream. This is who she is now. Right. And I did have a hard time with it at first, because I didn't think that I was changing my voice enough. And I actually called Dave Filoni after we recorded. And I usually never do this, but I was like, Dave, I need to re-record my scene. I need to do it. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I just sound too young. And he goes, no, think about it. He's like, I'm almost the same age as Ahsoka now. I'm a little bit older. She's between 31, 32, and I'm 33. And he was like, you know, think about, your voice didn't change that much between the time you're 16 and until now. Mm-hmm. So he's like, why would Ahsoka's voice change that much? He's like, really, just talk in your normal voice. He's like, you're the same age as Ahsoka. Just talk like yourself.
Right.
So I really just did that, but I think the hardest change was the fact that, you know, Ahsoka was the snippy student. Mm-hmm. She was the Padawan, and now she's the, like, the mentor. She's like the teacher. She's kind of the one in charge. And so that I had to do a couple takes of that, to be honest. I did a lot of takes where it was almost like Ahsoka and Clone Wars, and I had to get used to this new Ahsoka and Rebels.
Okay.
Interesting. Cool. Yeah. I'm Corey of the Wolfpack. My question is, now that there's been images of Ahsoka with a gray lightsaber, and that means tranquility, do you think there's a connection between Master Sanube from Clone Wars and, you know, her overall look? You know, with the lightsabers, and he kind of had the same
vibe. Oh, geez, great question. You know, that's more of a question for Dave. You know, I think the thing with the lightsabers, from what I've heard him say, is obviously she is no longer a Jedi, so, you know, that's why her the color has to be different. But in terms of her costume, I want to hear from him, from Dave, more of the story about the evolution of her new costume. But one thing he did tell me before is, you know, she's been out there on her own. So she's had to probably take different scraps and make her own costume. Right. So, you know, I still don't know where she's been. So I'd like to know where she found those scraps and what she's been doing. But, you know, she had to be resourceful with what she had. And yeah. So hopefully one day we'll find out more about where she was when she came up with that costume and those lightsabers.
I'm sure she was just on a space farm with Rex.
Well, that was the theory. I mean, right? She was on the pony farm.
Went to the mall shop with Ventress and was like, can you believe that, Obi-Wan?
I'm sure you've seen the figure that's coming out for her.
I did. It's awesome. I hope I can get my hands on one. Add it to the collection.
Yeah. I hope they actually come out.
Yes.
I'm sure they will. Hopefully we can just, we're able to find it. I still never got the live action Ahsoka.
Oh.
No, wait.
I gave it.
You gave it.
I gave that one.
Now that I think about it, I did get it. Yeah. Sorry. Not, as soon as I said that, I was like, wait, I gave it to
you. Wolfpack comes through. Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, Corey. That's okay. I literally realized it as I was talking.
No. Hi, Ashley. Scott with Assembly of Geeks.
Yes, good to see you.
Good to see you. I remember when I first interviewed you back in 2011, when things were just getting started with Clone Wars. There was, there was a lot of excitement. You were new going into the whole Star Wars universe thing, talking about that experience. So, how long was it between the time that Clone Wars ended and you found out Ahsoka was coming back in Rebels? And what was that experience like, and how excited are you to think that you're really getting now the chance to grow with this character way beyond anything that you thought before?
Yeah, you know, it was probably almost a year before I found out.
Really?
So, obviously, everyone with the Clone Wars, we stayed close. We still talk. You know, Dave Filoni, we talk all the time. So, you know, he would tell me about Rebels and what they were doing, and so I knew about the show. I didn't know if Ahsoka was going to come back on it. So, and I think I was just so happy that, for him and that he was on a new project, and for the crew of Clone Wars, that, you know, Joel Aaron and, you know, so many of the same crew, they were working on Rebels. So, just as a fan of their work, I was thrilled that it was continuing. And then, you know, to find out that Ahsoka was coming back, you know, a year later was surreal. Because, like I said, I mean, I'm a fan, and I think when I said I hoped that we would get to continue her story one day, as a fan, I meant it, because I think we have to know more.
Absolutely.
I mean, we grew so attached to her. I mean, it's rare nowadays for a show to be on the air that long.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, a lot of kids have grown up with this, literally from, you know, 2008 until it ended in 2013,
2014? Yeah,
yep.
A couple of years
ago. Yeah, okay.
2 years when she actually came back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all grew attached to these characters, so me included, and to spend that much time with somebody and then to end it on a cliffhanger and then not get to find out more about her, that would have been really sad to me. So I felt that we would always get to know more, and I'm happy that now it's finally here.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Ashley. Travis from Rebels Report. We know you sort of quit doing interviews and podcasts during that time because you didn't want to spoil anything. how does it feel like sort of be making Ahsoka's return at Celebration?
Oh, gosh, I'm thrilled. And I thank you all for your patience. I'm sure you figured out by now that when you asked Dan for an interview and he was like, can we talk to you in April? It was because I just didn't want to talk. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to spoil anything.
Right.
Even on the with the Wolfpack podcast, you guys almost got me.
Oh, yeah, I went back and listened to that, and that cracked me up. I remember.
Yeah. Well, because I did give you a little hint in there.
Yeah.
Because I said, you know, Dave Filoni and Henry Gilroy will tell their story. Well, if you picked up on it, Henry Gilroy is now writing on Rebels, and he did write on Clone Wars, and so it was just a little tiny hint that I don't know, you could have looked into it and thought, okay, why is she talking about Henry Gilroy continuing Ahsoka's story? But yeah, it was something that I just tried to avoid. And sorry, what was the second part of your question?
Just how it feels to be back at Celebration, sort of.
Oh yeah. You know, this is the perfect place to kind of be with this announcement that she's back. I mean, Celebration, Star Wars weekends at Disney and Celebration are my two favorite events. And especially Celebration for Star Wars, because it really is that. It really is a celebration. And it's just fun. I mean, it's, you know, for us, yeah, it's a busy schedule and you could look at it as work, but it's not work at all. Like, we're fans, we're here for fun, and we get to celebrate, you know, with everyone, and like I said, since I'm a fan, it is like a big celebration of, yay, she's back. Like, you know, I'll be at the Ahsoka Lives photo tomorrow, just, you know, just thrilled that we can even take that photo, because, you know, she's back in the story. So I couldn't think of a more perfect place for to celebrate her return.
Awesome, thank you.
Hi, Ashley. Are you here from Eco World?
Yes,
hi. So, have you heard the rumor that Ahsoka may be in one of the feature films, possibly Rebel One? And so, what live action actor would you like to see play Ahsoka if she is in one of the feature films?
Oh, gosh. I've definitely heard all of the rumors. I can't say whether it would be true or not. I am so not in the know on any of that. If you want to further that rumor, go ahead. Maybe the more we talk about it, bye. Maybe the more we talk about it, we can will it to happen. And, you know, in terms of an actress to play her, I think it depends on what age she would be. You know, I think if she ends up being in, you know, whether it would be like episode 8 or 9, I mean, obviously she's going to be really old. And so, I mean, that would be like, I don't know, like Judy Dench or something. Who knows, you know? It'd be incredible. But, you know, if she was younger, like around my age, I mean, I know there's several actresses who would vie for the role, but I hope I would get in part to audition. But at the same time, I'm just would be thrilled to see her live action on the screen. So I'll be the first person there to watch it or be in it, or, you know, just support it all the way. So I don't know. I think it would be depend on if, or I should say when, they put her in something. Because if we just put it out there, maybe we'll see her more.
Up here.
Yep. Hi, Bria from White Hot Room and Tasha Station. I'm going to switch over from Ahsoka to the more fashion side of things. I know that you probably can't make any huge announcements about anything, but as far as new products that are coming out, I was wondering whether or not you foresee us getting anything with other members of the Rebels cast, like Hera.
Yes, so I definitely owe Hera something. And to be honest, we had a Hera design, and I just wasn't that pleased with it yet. You know, I remember back when I started, I made the mistake at Dragon Con once, saying that, yeah, I think we'll do a t-shirt that says, "My boyfriend drives the Millennium Falcon." You could have heard a pin drop in there. And even though I was the girl that wanted to pilot the Millennium Falcon myself, I fell into that cliche of like, okay, well, I guess it's a girl's shirt and that's what we should put on it. And that was literally, her universe was brand new at that point. Like, we had just launched. And that was a big learning lesson for me, because I'm like, you know what? That's not the shirt that I would want. I would want the shirt that says, my other, you know, car is the Millennium Falcon, not a car. But, you know, say, I'd rather be flying the Millennium Falcon. And so I definitely was working on a shirt for girls and women that says Captain of the Ghost, because, you know, that's Hera. And that's really cool to have, you know, a female Captain of the Ghost. And so that shirt is coming, but it wasn't finalized, and I didn't want to release a shirt until I was like, yeah, that's the right design. So it's coming, and more is coming for Hera and the characters of Rebels. So definitely look for more, and look for more for little girls, too. We released a couple new designs for girls here at Celebration, but more is coming. And that's something that for several reasons I wasn't able to expand on the girls' line before, and just all sorts of issues, and a lot of it is just even production, and now we're figuring it out, and I'm so excited. So look for girls, women, plus sizes. It's all coming. It's all in the works.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Shoshana with Tashi Station.
Yes. Hi.
I'm just, what do you think about Kathleen Kennedy wearing her universe earlier?
Well,
so funny story behind that. I found out I had left the convention floor early last night after setup and went to dinner, had eaten a huge Mexican meal, and was very full. And my husband and I were driving, leaving the convention center, but we were, like, driving right in front of it. And I get a call saying that Kathleen Kennedy is walking to our booth because she wants a shirt. Is anyone there? And I didn't know if anyone was there, but I'm like, if Kathleen Kennedy wants a shirt, I gotta get her a shirt.
Give her a shirt.
So literally, my husband dropped me off right in front of the convention center, and I sprinted. Like, I don't think I've ever run so fast in my entire life. But I had this, like, a full stomach on a Mexican meal, like, almost tossing my cookies. Sorry, TMI. And finally sprint in, and she had actually, somebody was at our booth, and she bought our shirt. Like, she didn't want it for free. She wanted to support the business, which, I mean, it's Kathleen Kennedy. It would be my honor to give her the shirt. And she was like, nope, I wanted to buy it, and thank you. I'm very excited for it. And I'd never met her before. I got to meet her for the first time. And, you know, in your head, you think of, like, okay, you know, what am I going to wear if I get to meet Kathleen Kennedy? What am I going to say? Little did I know, I would be huffing and puffing, like, almost sick after eating this, like, huge Mexican meal. And I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for buying her shirt. So embarrassing. And then little did I know that, like, she was going to wear our shirt at the panel. I didn't get into the room because we were setting up our booth this morning. And so I saw it on the screen. Actually, my friend Ray texted me a photo, and I was speechless. Like, I mean, honored is just, I mean, to say the least. So she's just such a strong leader for Lucasfilm, and I'm not even going to say female because that shouldn't come into play here. She's just a strong leader. Right. And I've just heard so many wonderful things about her, and I feel like Star Wars is in excellent hands.
Nancy from Tashi Station. Going into, like, how you come up with ideas for products, I'm sure it's different for each line, but how does it go about? Like, is it there a team, or just do you say, I want to do an X-Wing cardigan, or, you know, or do you listen to fans? Just, yeah, like, what the process is like.
Great question, and all of the above. You know, we have a fairly small team for her universe. I mean, we're still a small company. I'm excited to say that in June we'll be turning 5, so it'll be our 5th birthday. But, you know, we're still a small team at the end of the day. So, but it's made up mostly of women, and we, especially for the celebration line, we got together with our team. I think it was probably like 5 of us sitting around a table that day. And we're all fans. I mean, everyone's a fan. And so we just started throwing out ideas. And it was definitely a collaborative effort, a group effort. And I had been paying attention to what the fans have been asking for a while, which was longer dresses, maybe more pinup style, rockabilly, more cardigans. And so that day I really brought a bunch of inspiration to the table of what the fans have been asking for. It's like, okay, here's what they want. We want, you know, this style of dress, this style of cardigan, and let's figure out what to put on it. So, and then literally daily, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our honorary fangirl, Dan Madsen, is also on social media every day, and he's, you know, relaying the information if I, you know, don't see something. So it's all of the above. I mean, 100% fans are influencing what we offer. I would just say, you know, I've said from the beginning, this is a group effort. This isn't just my company. This is for everyone. And we cannot succeed if we don't do it together. And I will say this, not to go off on a tangent, because this isn't necessarily your question, but I've read a lot of articles recently about women wanting more merchandise for women in bigger and girls in retail locations. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say this fall, especially, we're working on a couple things, but we are working on more merchandise that will be in more high-profile stores, and also even more in Disney stores and in Disney parks. Mm-hmm. And how you can help is by buying it. And because the only thing that speaks is money and sales. And if they release merchandise, let's say for little girls, for the first time in Disney stores, and it doesn't sell, they're not going to reorder it. So everyone is asking, what can I do, what can I do? Is when it comes out, go support it. Because, you know, I appreciate the support for Her Universe, but it's actually, it's a bigger platform. You're saying to those retailers, okay, if you're going to open up this space, which is very valuable real estate, because realize for girls, you're taking that space away from Anna and Elsa. Yeah. And I mean, those characters are just as popular. I'm not saying anything bad about Anna and Elsa. But realize that there's only so much room in a retail location, and so if they put in Star Wars stuff for girls, it you have to take something away. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't sell as well as that princess shirt will sell, well, then they're no longer going to offer it. So I would just, like, honestly spread the word that when something does go in store, to go buy it, because that's the only way we're going to change have change. And so it is coming. It's coming sooner than later, but especially look for it this fall, closer to episode 7. And I mean, just thank you. I mean, everyone in this room, you guys are like the biggest supporters, and you, I can't thank you enough.
I'm really mad that dress didn't come out before my wedding, or I wouldn't have worn it as my wedding dress.
So many girls have said they want it for their bridesmaids' dresses too, and I didn't even think about that. I would. Oh gosh, that'd be so cool. Yeah.
Brian from Tashi Station Radio. I know. 6-7 years ago, the only option a lot of girls and women had were to shop in the boys section for Star Wars merch. What's it been like going to, like, Celebration and Star Wars weekends the last few years and seeing so much more stuff for them and so much of it coming from your company?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's definitely been surreal. I mean, I got a tweet the other day that, like, one of our Marvel dresses is in the Disney store in Times Square, and I didn't know that because we sold it to MarvelShop.com, which was only supposed to be online, and apparently they took some of our clothes and put it in the Disney store. Literally, I, like, almost started hyperventilating. It was so cool. So, you know, as a fangirl myself, it's surreal. It's exactly the change that I was talking about that I was hoping would happen. My goal when I started this, and we all started this, I say, because from the beginning I said to, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. Like, I can't do this on my own. And so to see it now happening, to see, you know, stuff for girls in these retail locations, and, you know, my goal is eventually to have it equal, where little girls, without even a question, can walk into a Disney store and they can get stuff for Marvel and Star Wars for them. And I'm happy to say it's coming. And I do want to say Disney is listening. They really, really, really are listening. There's so many great people that are working behind the scenes to make it happen. It just takes a while. Like, that's the frustrating thing for me going through the process behind the scenes is, you know, when we have, like, an idea for this dress, I mean, we started on this 9 months ago. So, you know, we know it. We know it's coming, but it just takes a while to get into stores. So good stuff is happening, and it'll just take a while to come out. But look for it starting this fall.
Hi, Ashley. Dave sent in with Fandom Awakens Radio. No confusion with those other guys. No. But my question is, okay, so when Ahsoka came back, right, I think, I can't speak for everyone in this room, but I can speak for me. I fangirl flailed. And yes, I have no problem saying it.
Whatever. No, it's awesome.
But, okay, my question is, you know, more like an inquiry question, really. With the way, you know, it was framed up, Ahsoka came back, and of course then, you know, big leather daddy Anakin shows up.
Leather daddy Anakin.
I know.
I'm going to start referring to him as that.
Well, okay, fine, take it. I have no ownership of any of this. But I'm like, come on. Ahsoka, Vader, awkward meeting. I'm sure Filoni has hinted this. I know he has surprised us under that hat of his.
You know what? I can tell you honestly, and I'm not lying to anyone in this room. If Ahsoka and Vader meet, I have not recorded it yet, so I don't know if they meet. I do know that Ahsoka has a lot of questions, and she's on a journey to get her questions answered. But one thing I do know, and I'm terrified of, is that Dave has told me before, he's like, I don't know if you want Ahsoka and Vader to meet, because I don't know if it would be very good for Ahsoka. So I don't know if I want Ahsoka to meet Vader, because I don't know if that would be a good thing.
Well, it may not be a good thing, but I think, you know, with the way all this is rambling together, it's quite brilliant, because you have the Rebel Alliance forming with, of course, Bail and Ahsoka. And, of course, Ahsoka's that last good of Anakin that we saw in the Clone Wars. You know, before he went all, oh, Padme's dying, oh, what are you? So, I'm just like, it would make sense. You know, it would be a sticky end, of course, and a very awkward meeting.
I don't know if I want to make an Ahsoka Dies t-shirt.
No. No, of course not. I do not want to be the one guy everybody goes after, like, get him! He said it! Get him!
Fire that shirt. Fire it, buy it, and burn it.
You know what? I would think, naturally, I think as a speaking as a fan, because like I said, honestly to everyone in this room, because I've already told you I don't want to lie about something.
Oh sure.
I don't know if Ahsoka and Vader meet. I haven't done that yet. If it happens, so I have no clue. As a fan, I would think that at some point they would meet, because I think we want to see that moment. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. If it happens, I don't know when it would happen. I just fear for her if it happens.
Well, I will just put it this way, that, personally, I'm like, put that off as long as you can. The soak is back. I don't care what else happens. But I'm just like, it would make me yearn for the days where Padme and Ahsoka are sitting playing Hollow Chess.
Oh, me too.
That was an easier meeting. Yeah. I mean, granted, there was the worst same thing to worry about. Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got 15 more minutes, so we'll start back on the front row here. Dylan, you get another question.
The guys in the back didn't get any.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get you. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. I'm Steven from FlyGuy.net and from the Wolfpack as well. You have done a phenomenal job in transforming this business, basically, from 5 years. You really have. I mean, it's well documented, but what are some of the logistical challenges you've faced that you can maybe share? I come from a bit of a retail and marketing background as well, helping companies get online. And it's tough, from customers to marketing to the design, the distribution, the logistics, even getting goods out the door. What's your secret sauce for doing this? Because you're doing something special that a lot of people are paying attention to. So is there some... Is it this man? Is it agents, wonderful people, or is there something that you do that you've just found something magical that you do?
Well, you're very kind. Well, it definitely pointing to all three of these people here. They've been a huge support from the beginning. But I will say, first of all, I have a business partner. It's a company called the Araka Group. And when I first approached Lucasfilm for a license, they said, we don't give licenses to individuals. You have to be a company. And we need to work with reputable companies because of all of the work behind the scenes. They need to know that you can handle it. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they don't want to give someone a shot at all. Lucasfilm has given, so many people the chance of a lifetime. But they need to know that you can handle the production, the logistics, the shipping, the insurance, the lawyers, everything that comes along with it. So I do have a business partner, so there is a lot of people working behind the scenes. So I've been very blessed to have support from the very beginning. I think that's it. I will say I am a huge proponent of licensing, of getting a license for a property and going about it the right way. And just to put it on like simple terms, really, is it's easy to think of like Lucasfilm, a big company of like, oh, they're so big, they won't notice if I make merchandise using their name, without getting a license. And at the end of the day, it still is somebody's property, and it's somebody's IP that they work so hard and spend so much money to protect and to work on. And, you know, the way that I look at it is it is stealing from somebody's property. And so, and sometimes people think like, oh, it doesn't affect the big companies. Well, I can tell you, we have been affected. Her Universe has been affected by companies that don't have the license and they sell merchandise. And trust me, I'm the first person. I am so supportive of all designers and entrepreneurs. If you want to start your own company, I'm the first person to say yes, you know, have at it. But I'm a big proponent of licensing and going about it the right way. And there's so many licenses that are looking for people to do their merchandise. So if you have a new company and you want to get into licensing, I guarantee you there's licenses out there that would be happy to work with somebody new. So I recommend, you know, going and just approaching different licenses. I understand that I hit the jackpot in the lottery by being able to start with Star Wars. And I know I got that opportunity as the voice of Ahsoka. It definitely was a gift. But I would just say there's so much work. It's worth it. It's awesome. But there is a lot of work behind the scenes, and I would just say if you want to do merchandise for a license, go about it the licensing way and look into getting that license properly.
I think everybody else had it pretty much covered. Yeah. I mean, a lot of really great answers. I mean, of course, like everybody said, it's really great to have you back in Star Wars Rebels, and I really love what you do with Her Universe, especially since I have a little boy, but I also have a little niece, and I'm always looking for something for her. And when she was initially born, Her Universe, you know, was just getting started, so there wasn't a whole lot for kids, but now there is, and so I'm able to get her stuff, and it's really nice.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate it.
Thank
all
you.
That you do.
Thank you. We do have the trademark for His Universe, so maybe one day. not right away. I can tell you we don't have anything in the works. So, it is on the, you know, horizon. But I've always said that, you know, look at the floor. It's His Universe. And I'm not going to make something that's already being done well by someone else. So if there's something that I realize there's a need, and that we can do it and we can fill it, then I'd love to do that one day. But right now, I feel like fangirls, we still have a lot that we can we can do.
Absolutely.
I am jealous, though, about some of those clothes.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could wear that.
Now you know how we feel. Well, you can't wear them. Case in point, I think some of the men
that's
in here have worn the leggings.
Darn right about that.
Actually, on our floor, just because I'm going to be very upfront, there's this new brand of clothing we found, blank shirts that we found that runs unisex. And it's not men's, it's not women's, it's unisex. And I tested it out, and I loved it. It's soft, it's comfy, and I'm like, it's flattering, and because it's more of a slim fit. And I felt like, you know what? Yeah, I want to wear this. So our Ahsoka Lives shirt and our May the Force Be With You sweatshirt, those are actually unisex garments. So guys, you can wear it too. So even though it says Her Universe, it is more of a unisex fit. It's just the Ahsoka Lives shirt in small medium is the women's. It's more of a, it's a little more slim, so I wouldn't recommend that for the guys. But the all the other sizes in the sweatshirt is unisex. So,
Yeah.
And you'll see it's a slim cut, and it's a tri-blend material. It's really soft. So a lot of guys are wearing it. You'll see my husband. You'll see Dave Filoni, Henry Gilroy. You'll see everyone in it. So, yeah.
About sizing?
Yes.
It looks like it's getting more towards the junior sizing again, going by the sheet that was sitting at the booth. I mean, is that something we're going to need to start readjusting towards? Or
no. Actually, it'll be the opposite. Okay. And so we are working on a universal size chart now, where once you become like a medium in Her Universe, hopefully you know that you'll be a medium in everything.
Okay.
However, this is the first time we've done woven dresses and skirts, and there's no stretch to them.
Okay.
So even though it's the same measurements, for some women, if a dress stretches, literally she may have to go two sizes up in this, and that is, I'll be honest, it's a mistake we made. We're learning. We've never designed with this material before, and the fact that it just provides no stretch is definitely something we're learning from. So no, actually, it's going to be the opposite. We're trying to make it more true to size, and we are working on a true plus size line. It's happening. We've hired a full-time technical designer, and she's working on it right now.
Have you thought about switching more from the small, medium, large to doing more of the numbering for things like this where it doesn't stretch as much? Or
yes. We're not quite there. It'll probably still stay small, medium, large, extra large. But we are trying as hard as we can to make this sizing consistent. And unfortunately, we just didn't account for the fact that this doesn't have as much stretch. So, I mean, I'll be the first to say we made a mistake. And, for some girls, it's fitting really nice. But for some girls, they are saying that they have to go up a size or two. And we're bummed about it, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm.
So, any chance you'll have any exclusive items for her universe during Star Wars weekends this year?
Star Wars weekends, it's going to pretty much be the same line. Okay. There's going to be a couple of new pieces. A couple pieces you're going to start seeing in Disney parks.
Okay.
So I'm happy to say that you can show up to Disney parks and start getting her universe dresses. So look for that, and that's only going to get. We're working with them now. To gotcha. Have more of an offering. So yeah, there will be a couple of new pieces that you've never seen before. But mostly it'll be this new line.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Cool. Should we, I don't know if anyone wants photos or not.
Oh.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. No. I have an autograph set.